like poverty? Will we have the strength?
This is special coverage of the 2004 Democratic presidential primaries. I'm Tom Ashbrook. We are listening to John Edwards celebrate a South Carolina victory in Columbia, South Carolina.
Next November, I will give them back the White House. It is their White House.
Ecstatic crowds as John Edwards celebrates a victory in South Carolina tonight. 45% of the vote there for John Edwards, 30% for John Kerry, 9% for Al Sharpton. He needed this victory to stay in the race. He got it.
What you and I believe is that we should never look down on anybody. We should lift people up. We don't believe in tearing people apart. We believe in bringing them together. I believe that the family you're born into and the color of your skin in our America should never control what you're able to do. I can't change this country by myself, but I know that you and I can change this country together. And the reason is very simple, because I believe in you. And you deserve a president who actually believes in you. Thank you. Join me in this cause. Join me in this campaign. Together, we will change America. Thank you all very much. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you.
John Edwards, Senator from North Carolina, celebrating a big victory tonight in South Carolina, where he was born, right across the border from his state. He's come in number one there. He needed to do that. He's also running close in Oklahoma tonight. We have seven states tonight with Democratic primaries and caucuses. Results coming in this hour from Missouri, Oklahoma, Delaware, and North Dakota, in another hour from Arizona and New Mexico. John Kerry expected to do well nationally. John Edwards needed this win, and he got it. I'm joined tonight in the studio by Jack Beatty, On Point News Analyst, and right now on the phone from Columbia, South Carolina, Karen Tumulty, National Political Correspondent for Time Magazine. Good evening and welcome, Karen.
Good evening. I have found myself a little room here where I can get away from the screaming so I can hear you.
Well, it's a big night there. What's the word? What's the mood in the Edwards camp?
Oh, they are absolutely jubilant. I mean, this is the first crowd that's not a John Kerry crowd that's had anything to cheer about in this primary season. And it's not just the fact that he got by, which he very much needed to do, but the fact that the win was very big. It looks like now it's a double-digit win. It looks like he carried every demographic group, most of them quite comfortably. So they do have a lot to cheer about, but of course they have some pretty high hopes now suddenly on Oklahoma, a state that most people didn't think that John Edwards had that much of a chance in a few days ago.
Karen Tumulty, we have more results coming in at this hour. Projections are calling Delaware for John Kerry. Senator Lieberman needed that, and he's not showing up as the winner at this point. Projections showing Missouri for John Kerry, and more to come. Of course, John Edwards has taken South Carolina. How does this Edwards victory tonight change the chemistry, change the dimensions of this race, or does it, Karen Tumulty? Is John Kerry still clearly the front runner? Does it change things?
Well, it gives John Edwards some more oxygen. It gives him a little more time to run. But it's still a very steep uphill climb against John Kerry, who has an incredible amount of momentum and is going to win, it looks like, a minimum of five of these seven contests tonight, and probably will do well this weekend as well in Michigan and Washington State. So it allows John Edwards to live and fight another day. If General Wesley Clark does not win Oklahoma tonight, it's hard to see that his candidacy lasts much longer. But, it's still Kerry's race to lose.
We are told that Joe Lieberman will formally withdraw tonight if he does not take Delaware. Any word from the Clark camp? If Wesley Clark doesn't snag Oklahoma, might we see a withdrawal this evening, or is he going to hang in?
Well, that is unclear, and I am not with that campaign, but they have certainly been making a lot of noises of late that they were really counting on Oklahoma. And again, the whole rationale for his campaign that he was the most electable candidate pretty much evaporates if he can't win one of these seven states, which, by the way, Wesley Clark spent more than any other candidate in six of the seven contests that we're talking about tonight,
wow,
including here in South Carolina.
And has not brought home a lot, at least at this hour. But Oklahoma is still out there as a possibility for Clark. We don't know yet. Jack Beatty is with me here in the studio. Jack, listening to John Edwards there, this is the old-time religion. He's saying we've got two tax systems, two economies, two school systems. It doesn't have to be that way.
It doesn't have to be that way, and he's saying it in a voice and with a manner, Bill Clinton says of him, he could talk the owls out of the trees. And he is a very, very gifted stump speaker. There's just no question about it. I mean, he earned millions from his ability to persuade juries to know what would move people, and he's applied this to the political trail with great results. And, you know, it's quite typical of him that in his buoyant mood, he says, let's think about the Americans who won't be celebrating tonight, the low-wage workers, people all over the country. And he was almost speaking of them as heroes. And, of course, Barbara Ehrenreich, in her book on low-wage workers, calls them America's philanthropists because they donate low prices to us. Mm-hmm. And in return, they do low-wage labor.
Stocking the shelves at Walmart after dark. Karen Tumulty, I know we just have you for another moment there. John Edwards, people feeling very, very high tonight. But if he ultimately is not able to overcome John Kerry's momentum, can you see him as a vice presidential candidate? What's the talk?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that that's one of the things the people in South Carolina were saying tonight with this overwhelming vote is they, if nothing else, would like to see him on the ticket. And he has a lot of qualities that really supplement John Kerry. You know, he is, in fact, a more sort of gifted, compelling speaker. He clearly has some appeal in the South. It is, you know, not difficult to see this as a ticket.
Karen Tumulty, wonderful to have you. Thanks so much for joining us from Columbia, South Carolina tonight.
Thank you very much.
Karen Tumulty, national political correspondent for Time Magazine. We have more results coming in with 1% of the Oklahoma vote now in. Only 1% at this point. But with that 1% in, it's Edwards by a hair. John Edwards over Wesley Clark. We'll have to follow that as more results come in. It's right now Edwards, Clark, Kerry clustered. That could change. We'll keep an eye on it. I want to turn now to Greenville, South Carolina, where we're joined by John Simpkins, Associate Director of the Richard Riley Institute of Government, Politics, and Public Leadership at Furman University. Good evening and welcome, John Simpkins.
Hi, Tom.
It's great to have you with us, John. Everybody keeping an eye on the black vote in South Carolina today. I know you've been tracking that, and I hesitate to even say black vote, but black voters, because they may have very diverse views of this field. What have you seen in the numbers there?
That they were indeed split among all the candidates. Black voters, as I believe the candidates probably learned from their time down here in South Carolina, make up their own minds, and they pick up on the contrarian spirit that seems to be pervasive down here in South Carolina. They don't vote according to how their minister tells them to vote or how any particular elected official tells them how to vote. They really make up their own minds about the candidate who best speaks to their concerns about the issues.
John, we have reports tonight of 200,000 voters roughly turning out for South Carolina's primary, nearly doubling the old party primary record. And I should say again that this appears to be not the only state where we've got record turnouts. Oklahoma turnout of 400,000 Democrats, three times the vote of the primary 4 years ago. But of that very big turnout in South Carolina, what's your sense, John, of the black turnout today? Was the community richly engaged with this primary?
Indeed, about 45% of that overall turnout was African American, which is in line with expectations, which were fairly lofty for the African American community. Also, it's important to note that about 23% of that turnout was independent voters. So there are a lot of people who are concerned about the direction of the country. 50% of the voters indicated that they were most concerned about the economy. And one of the difficult things for the Republicans to do will be to create jobs between now and November. It's easy to say that the economy is rebounding, but it's very difficult to replace the hundreds of thousands of jobs that have been lost here in South Carolina.
John Simpkins, please stand by. Howard Dean is talking live right now from Tacoma, Washington. Let's go to him.
All right. And National Finance Co-Chair Pam Eakes. I don't know if she's here or not, but she's been great. State Director Betty Means and all the incredible volunteers and staff members.
He's introducing his staffers there, the
well,
Finance
the
Director,
votes
very
are starting
important.
To come in,
because he's out of
and
money.
And we're going to have a tough night tonight, but you know what? Here's why we're going to keep going and going and going and going and going, just like the Energizing Butter.
Howard Dean from Tacoma, Washington.
We're gonna pick up some delegates tonight, and this is all about who gets the most delegates in Boston in July, and it's going to be us. And here is why, with your help, we're going to win Washington on Saturday. This campaign is simply going to offer people something different than everybody else. You know, I think all these folks running in the Democratic Party are fine people. But this campaign is about doing something for ordinary Americans. You cannot say that you're going to get rid of the special interests in Washington if you have taken more money than any other senator in the last 15 years from special interests. You cannot offer concrete change. Look, I am going to vote for whoever the nominee of the Democratic Party is, which I hope will be me. But because anybody is better than George W. Bush. But what I want in this country, and I think what every single person in this auditorium, in this theater wants in this country, is fundamental institutional change. And we're not going to get that with somebody from inside Washington. And what the state of Washington has a chance on Saturday to say, do you want real change in this country, or do you just want to shift the power to somebody else in Washington? I want real change in America. And let me tell you what I mean. Let me tell you some of the reasons that you ought to talk to your folks about to get out the vote to that caucus at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Let me give you some of the reasons. Reason number one. I'll stand up for what I believe in, whether it's right or whether it's popular. I was the only one who was willing to stand up against the Iraq war from those people who are left because it was the wrong thing to do in America. I was the only one to stand up and say no to No Child Left Behind. The other guys all voted for it. Do you want fundamental change in America, or do you want to have Democrats who behave like Republicans half the time?
Howard Dean talking to supporters tonight in Tacoma, Washington. Dean not making much of a showing today, but he's looking forward to the caucus in Washington State coming up on Saturday, and he said it is not about the victories today. It's about the delicate count when the whole Democratic Party moves to Boston this summer for the big convention there. That is a long-term strategy. And one must say, on a night when others are wrapping up states, maybe a risky strategy. We're talking tonight about a big day of presidential primaries. You can join our conversation. What are you looking for in the results tonight of Democratic polls and caucuses across the country? What do you hear shaping up in these results? And listeners in New York, Miami, Michigan, Wisconsin, Washington State, Maine, how are you ready to cast your vote? Will it be sewn up before it gets to your state? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-8255. Talk. Joining me tonight, Jack Beatty, On Point News analyst and senior editor at the Atlantic Monthly magazine. Also with us from Greenville, South Carolina, John Simpkins at Furman University, who's been following the race there, where John Edwards came in a very strong first place tonight. And with us in the studio, Joan Vinnocchi, political columnist for the Boston Globe. Good evening and welcome, Joan Vinnocchi.
Nice to be here, Tom.
Joan, you just listened to Howard Dean right along with us saying, don't worry about the low showing today. If that's what it's going to be, it's all a delegates game, and we can bring home the delegates in Boston this summer at the convention if necessary. Is this realistic, Joan?
Well, as you said earlier, that sounds like a pretty risky strategy. Actually, I was listening to him speak, and it sounded like a good speech that he should have given 2 weeks ago. It could be wrong. You don't want to call people's campaigns over, but it really does have a feel that the Dean campaign has peaked and seen better days. There's a sense of inevitability about it moving to someone else, that other place being John Kerry right now.
What an amazing world politics are. On every magazine cover just a month ago, riding very high in December. John Simpkins, how about in South Carolina today? Everybody watching Edwards and Kerry. Howard Dean on the screen in South Carolina?
Hardly at all. He's somewhere in the low to mid-single digits down here.
The low single digits. Well, that's not much of a showing. John Simpkins, stand by. We're going to take a short break here. We're looking at results from across the country tonight. South Carolina, where John Edwards has it. More results coming in second by second tonight. We'll take a short break and be back with all the very latest. You can join our conversation tonight, 1-800-423-8255. This is live special coverage of the 2004 Democratic presidential primaries. I'm Tom Ashbrook. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Asbrook. This is On Point and live special coverage of the 2004 Democratic presidential primaries tonight. We are looking at seven states coming in tonight right across the country, the first real national test of the Democratic contenders. And so far tonight, we have a big victory for John Edwards in South Carolina, where now he has on the order of 45% of the vote. John Kerry, 30%. Al Sharpton, 10%. More numbers coming in. We see John Kerry, the race being called for him in Missouri and Delaware at this hour. I'm joined by our news analyst, Jack Beatty, from Furman University in South Carolina, by John Simpkins, and with us in the studio tonight, Joan Vinaki, political columnist for the Boston Globe. And right now, by Steve Murphy. He was Richard Gephardt's presidential campaign manager. We're looking at results coming in from Missouri right now. Steve Murphy, what do you see in the results from Missouri?
Well, it looks like a big win, obviously, for John Kerry. It's not unexpected, but Missouri is the most delegate-rich state tonight. And John Kerry, in addition to winning more states than anybody else, is starting to pile up a significant delegate lead.
How does John Edwards' showing look in Missouri? Do you have a sense?
Well, I mean, John Edwards looks like he's going to finish a decent second. He may be the only other candidate to receive delegates in Missouri. As you know, you've got to get 15% of the vote statewide or in a particular congressional district in order to get any delegates. The delegates may all go to Edwards and Kerry. That's good news for Kerry. Excuse me. That's good news for Edwards in terms of his chances of being the sole alternative to John Kerry at some point in the not-too-distant future.
Steve Murphy, your candidate, for whom you were campaign manager, Dick Gephardt, was very big on the trade issue. He said, we've got to change America's trading relations with the world. John Edwards has been tossing some flack at John Kerry over that just in the last couple of days. Who do you see picking up that torch, if anyone, or is everyone picking it up now?
Well, if John Edwards decides to make an issue of trade, he has a little bit better record from the perspective of the American worker labor unions than John Kerry does.
Because Kerry voted for NAFTA.
Well, yes. I mean, Edwards said in his Senate race that he opposed NAFTA. Of course, it had already been passed.
Mm-hmm.
And he also voted against the fast-track legislation, although he did support, Edwards did support the China trade deal. There's not a huge difference, but I think the labor movement sees Edwards as a little better. But Edwards has been completely reluctant to engage John Kerry in any significant fashion. His campaign team today is saying it was sort of an off-the-cuff answer to a question, not part of his stump speech, to take Kerry on. So it remains to be seen whether he'll campaign for president or whether he'll campaign for vice president.
Well, of course, John Kerry picked right up on that jab from Edwards, though, and there were jabs going both ways today. But still, it's been pretty much kid gloves. Steve Murphy, how about Missouri? In the general election, is it winnable by any Democratic candidate?
Well, I think it'd be more winnable if Dick Gephardt were on the ticket, but Missouri is a pure bellwether state. It's a toss-up. It's a swing state. It's a microcosm of the country. It has elements of the entire national electorate. It's got urban voters. It's dominated by its suburbs. It's got a strong rural vote. It has minority votes, a significant African-American population. It's below the Mason-Dixon line. It is almost an even split between Democrats and Republicans in the state, with a very slight advantage to the Republicans, to Bush, and that is indeed a microcosm for the country.
And what about, finally, Steve, your sense of Howard Dean's line tonight? Don't worry if we don't make a great showing today. It's all about the delegate count in Boston at the Democratic convention this summer, and that's what we're headed for. Is that a realistic strategy? Can he win with that?
Well, it's a realistic statement in so far as he's not getting any delegates tonight anywhere. I mean, he may get a few delegates in Arizona. He's falling badly behind in delegates. I think this as a strategy is positively bizarre. It makes no sense to me. By all accounts, he has several million dollars and is raising a couple hundred thousand dollars a day. It only cost $1 million or so to compete on television in every one of these February 3rd states from the day after the New Hampshire primary through today. I don't understand what he's doing conceding all these states. It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
But he had $40 million some not so long ago, and it's much, much less than that. Now, Steve Murphy, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
My pleasure.
Steve Murphy, former Dick Gephardt presidential campaign manager. Joan Vinaki, look out on this scene with us right now. There's much more to come tonight, but here we are so far. Missouri called for John Kerry, Delegate Rich. Delaware, Delegate Poor, but still called for John Kerry at this hour. Very small numbers coming in there yet. John Edwards still very much in the race tonight. He's taken South Carolina. He's in contention in Oklahoma, it still appears, so that we'll know more about that very soon. How is John Kerry looking so far in this evening, Joan?
I think, as people have said before, John Kerry is looking very strong. And I think John Kerry is looking at John Edwards and falling more and more in love with the idea of John Edwards on the ticket with John Kerry.
What's not to like, you might say.
What's not to like? He's a articulate, passionate, positive politician who can sell in the South. And even though Kerry has made those statements, which he probably is regretting a bit, that you don't really need the South to win, and technically you don't.
And more lately that John Edwards couldn't even win his own state, now disproven.
Now disproven. Democrats sure would like to have the South, and they really can't dismiss a whole region of the country, not just because of the electoral vote count, because it's just bad politics to tell people that you don't need them and that their vote doesn't count. That's writing them off before they even come to the polls. I think that's silly.
Joan, what do you know about the chemistry between these two men, Kerry and Edwards? Is this a marriage that could work?
Well, I don't claim to be an expert on the chemistry between them, but it seems to me that when people join a ticket, it's one of those quickie marriages, and things get hot real fast.
I guess so. Jack Beatty, we're just hearing about Missouri. Missouri's been a big, has been a bellwether state, as Steve Murphy was saying. It looks like Kerry's wrapping it up tonight. More numbers coming in now from Oklahoma. Still neck and neck there with Wesley Clark, a little ahead of John Edwards. We'll know more soon. But Missouri is a bellwether, very strong tradition.
Yes. In the last 100 years, it's been with the winner all but one time. So it is the bellwether. You can carry Missouri. You can carry the country. The chemistry, the demographics, everything is just right there for the rest of the middle America. Some exit polls from Oklahoma show really a troika of Edwards, Kerry, and Clark all jumbled in the same category after category. But the differences are, the salient one really is among independents. There, Edwards has done 35% as against Kerry's 19. And by ideology, Edwards did very well among people who are somewhat conservative and very conservative. On the other hand, John Kerry did very well by more than 10 points among people whose primary issue was who can beat Bush. He did much better than Edwards on that in Oklahoma.
We are looking at primary results coming in from across the country tonight. Oklahoma now, with 3% of the vote in, just 3% of precincts there, I should say, shows Wesley Clark in the lead at 29%, John Edwards close behind with 26%, John Kerry not so far behind at 21%, and then Howard Dean 9%, Joe Lieberman 8%, Kucinich and Sharpton just in the 1% range. You can join our conversation tonight at 1-800-423-8255. What results were you looking for? What are you making of the results that we're seeing in tonight's primary races right across the country? Jeremy's calling from Charlestown, South Carolina. Hello, Jeremy. You're on the air.
Hello. How you doing?
Just great, thanks.
I was pretty excited to see the results of Edwards winning down here because it gives a bit more of a competition back to the race instead of Kerry taking it and feeling like he's going straight on.
Did you vote today, Jeremy? Who did you vote for?
I actually voted for John Kerry, but my mother voted for John Edwards. And she voted saying the same thing, that he'd make a great vice president, if anything, you know.
So her vote was in part to keep him high in the race so that he might team up with John Kerry.
Exactly.
And where do you think it goes next, Jeremy?
Well, you know, I just heard Dean speak, and I'd like to see him still push on just because he adds that fire to the race. And it doesn't seem like it's over yet.
And what do you want? Do you want that fire? Do you want John Edwards' ability to connect with the voters? Do you want John Kerry's experience and presidential demeanor? What are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for someone who's not going to be bowing down like President Bush to all the special interests, because it's sickening to the nth degree to see all of what's happened over the last year, including Iraq, Halliburton, you name it. So I'm looking for someone who's a little more concerned with the average person who's making the money and trying to make a living.
Jeremy, thanks very much for your call. John Simpkins in South Carolina, I guess one issue that's going to be very important as this race goes forward is in terms of the African-American vote, just how enthused African-Americans are as a group by whatever candidate ends up at the top of the race. And there's been some complaining fairly richly aired in recent weeks that the Democrats just haven't really paid attention. They come around, you know, to be in the church at primary time, at general election time, but they haven't made a concerted effort to reach out. Is there some resentment in the black community about the way that the party has interacted, has dealt with them, has been there for them? Do you see this as a year where they'll be out in strength?
This is a year where they are likely to be out in strength through no efforts of the Democratic Party. It's because of jobs. And African Americans have been particularly hard hit by this jobless recovery. They've lost a lot of jobs, and they're still working in jobs that don't pay a lot of money. What the Democratic Party needs to do to strengthen its African American base is to work in those communities before the election year and get involved in communities at levels other than the churches and community centers and social groups, at areas where African Americans congregate socially outside of the church. Mm-hmm. It's really a misdirection of resources for the Democratic Party to focus on the black church when there are so many other opportunities to interact with African-American voters who are concerned about getting street lights. They're concerned about getting post offices in their neighborhoods. They're concerned about their veterans benefits. These aren't issues that they talk about in church on a regular basis.
Jack Beatty, this complaint hanging in the air that the candidates just haven't paid enough long-term attention, that the party hasn't paid the kind of close attention that merits that loyalty, that big turnout, and yet George Bush polls would indicate not real popular in the black community either.
Yeah, Jesse Jackson said, they date us, they just don't marry us. You know, they flirt with them and flirt with African-American voters. They are the base of the Democratic Party. There is no more loyal group to the Democratic Party. And what I have noticed about these candidates is they do make a point of tipping their hat to racial divisions and to racial disparities in life chances. Joe Lieberman brings up marching in the South with Martin Luther King. Edwards brings up again and again talking about race. We can't just ignore this. And moreover, what I sense among these candidates is this evolving economic populism, a way to speak to both races, especially the less advantaged in both, and say, you are getting a lousy deal. That's what you share in common. It's much stronger than any superficial thing of race or whatever that divides you.
That's been very strong in John Edwards' rhetoric. We may see it showing up more in John Kerry's rhetoric soon as well. At this hour, we have South Carolina going for John Edwards today. Delaware for John Kerry. Missouri for John Kerry. North Dakota still up for grabs. Indications Oklahoma going toward, to perhaps, Wesley Clark with John Edwards close on his heels. You're listening to special coverage of the 2004 Democratic presidential primaries. Let's turn now to Oklahoma. We're joined by James Davis, professor of political science at Oklahoma State University in Stillwater. Good evening and welcome, Professor Davis.
Thank you, sir.
What are you seeing in Oklahoma tonight?
Well, we've begun to do some exit polling ourselves, and I wouldn't say there's a clear pattern as yet. We just started when our polls closed, which is 7 o'clock our time, 6 yours. And I think I would have to say what I think I just heard you say, that what little pattern we can establish so far probably favors Clark barely. But the other thing that is surprising is Edwards is going to be strong. It's surprising because I would have said by Sunday that on Sunday, Kerry would have won it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he peaked on Sunday and came back a little bit. And those who've invested in the state, and this is Clark and this is Edwards, are coming on pretty strong. Now, that's without being able to tell you who's on first or anything else.
We have just a little bit of new information there, James Davis. This is with just 5% of precincts reporting in Oklahoma. At this hour, at this moment, it is Clark and Edwards tied at 29%. So, as you say, they are really battling right there. John Kerry not so far behind, but behind at 21%, then Lieberman 8%, Dean 7%, and on down.
Yeah.
Edwards, surprising in his showing, has he spent any time in Oklahoma?
Edwards has been here 14 or 15 times.
All right. So he's come around.
He has come all by himself. He's come in inclement weather. He's spoken without any more than one newspaper present. But he's been back and back and back again. And he was here at a speaker's forum, at a candidate's forum in August. So he's been, from that time, he's been 14 or 15 times here.
James Davis, how do you interpret Clark and Edwards battling for the lead here? Is it something in their messages? Is it their southern status?
Their Sun Belt status. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're either west, southwestern or southern, and it makes a difference down here. There's a little bit of a suspicion left still in Oklahoma towards northeastern liberal. Now, we're asking those questions in our little poll, and most people say it doesn't make much difference, but some will say it does. It also matters if you've got a military record. Now, you've got, and I mean, our largest payroll is Tinker Air Force Base, which mm-hmm. is huge.
And a huge number of veterans in Oklahoma as
well. That's exactly right. So you figure Clark, who is a neighbor and a general, would do well here, and in fact, he is. You figure Edward would do well because he's a Southerner, though he doesn't have the military background. But he has invested in this state. He's been here time and time again. The one who's had the best organization is Dean, but, you know, as fate has it, Dean has not got a lot of momentum right now.
Joan Vinocki, come in here with us. So we're hearing from James Davis. They're looking for that military man, looking for a Southerner perhaps, leery of northeastern liberals. John Kerry comes in as a veteran, but yes. also as that northeasterner. Joan, do you know, did the Kerry campaign have high hopes for Oklahoma?
No, I think Kerry has been here one time. He's been here one time, and he is stressing, as he should stress, his war record, which is excellent. He's an authentic hero, and Oklahomans appreciate that. He was on the ground in Vietnam. The other thing is just the big mo out of the Iowa and New Hampshire primaries and caucus, that he's got momentum and lots of national publicity. So there's, I think, a peaking for him on Sunday, but I wouldn't say it lasted. I think it's soft.
It's still not a bad showing. James Davis, stand by for just a minute. Joan Vinocki, John Kerry in Oklahoma.
Well, I was just going to say that if I were John Kerry right now, I'd be rooting for Clark to come out on top in Oklahoma
mm-hmm.
because the Kerry camp would very much like to keep Clark in the race so that when they go into the southern tier, the vote continues to be divided between Clark and Edwards. So right now, you know, Kerry's just sitting there saying, let's keep Clark in there. Let's hope he comes out on top and that his ego is strong enough, which I'm pretty sure it is, that will give him enough inspiration to say, and on to the next round of states.
And on to the next. Well, it's neck and neck right now. James Davis, we just have you for another 30 seconds here. Your thoughts on today's showing so far?
My thoughts are that Kerry surged just a day or two ago because of his national momentum and also because of his military record, but it was soft. And the campaigns who are calling are Clark and Edwards, and they've begun to recoup against him.
James Davis, professor of political science at Oklahoma State University, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, sir.
So here we are following the results. South Carolina to John Edwards, Missouri, Delaware to John Kerry, neck and neck. Clark-Edwards battle in Oklahoma, North Dakota, still undecided. Much more to come tonight. You can join our conversation at 1-800-423-8255. What are you looking for? What do you see in the returns tonight? We're at 1-800-423-TALK. This is live special coverage of the 2004 Democratic presidential primaries. I'm Tom Ashbrook. We'll be right back. This is special coverage of the 2004 Democratic presidential primaries. I'm Tom Ashbrook, host of On Point Public Radio's evening news program. We are looking right across the country tonight at results from seven states, and we have a lot of results in already. You can join our conversation tonight. Are you thinking a Kerry Edwards ticket tonight, or President Edwards, or a Dean comeback? And what's the message to George Bush tonight? A real race going on here or something else? You can join us, 1-800-423-TALK. I'm joined tonight by On Point News analyst Jack Beatty, by Boston Globe columnist Joan Vinocki, and from Greenville, South Carolina, by John Simpkins at Furman University. You can join us as well. Now, we have a lot of results to share with you at the moment. As you heard earlier, John Edwards taking South Carolina and taking it very persuasively with 45% of the vote there. In Oklahoma at this moment, with 8% of precincts reporting, 30% for John Edwards, 29% for 30% for Wesley Clark, 29% for John Edwards, 23% for John Kerry, 8% for Lieberman, 6% for Dean. But what we have right there at the top of the race, Clark and Edwards still neck and neck in Oklahoma, too early in all likelihood to call there, just 1% separating them right now. For John Kerry in Delaware, a very persuasive win, 50% of the vote to John Kerry, 12% to Joe Lieberman. He said that if he did not win Delaware tonight, he would be departing the race and making that announcement tonight. We may hear from him even in this hour. John Edwards came with 12% also in Delaware. This is still with just 5% of the vote in there. Dean with 10%, Clark with 10%, Sharpton 5%. And in Missouri, also very strong showing for John Kerry. Again, early in the precinct count here, we're seeing 53% for John Kerry, 20% for John Edwards, 10% for Howard Dean, 4% for Wesley Clark. So we have got more states to come in. Arizona and New Mexico should be. We'll be getting indications at the top of the hour. North Dakota, we're still waiting to hear from. But a lot of action tonight. A lot of action for John Kerry. Very strong showing for John Edwards in his birth state of South Carolina and in Oklahoma. I want to welcome into our conversation right now from Columbia, Missouri, Josh Florey. He's a political reporter for the Columbia Daily Tribune. Good evening and welcome, Josh.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. So what did you see there today? A big, big showing for John Kerry. Quite persuasive, I guess.
Yeah, it looks like, as you said, a little more than 50%. The polls before the election had been showing about the same thing, but a good win for him. I was talking to his state director tonight. He mentioned just the fact that they feel this is a strong signal for Democrats around the country, given the fact that Missouri is considered in a lot of ways a microcosm kind of state.
A bellwether state, so get on board. Of course, Dick Gephardt was the native son there, and it was a surprise when he did so poorly in Iowa, pulled out of the race, leaving Missouri wide open. Was it clear from the get-go that John Kerry would come in and scoop up these delegates, Josh, or has that emerged in the last week?
I don't think it was clear at all at the beginning. It seemed like a wide-open state in a lot of ways. Kerry, it seems, has built on his momentum. They haven't had much time to visit here, and so I think that a lot of the free media he's gotten with his wins in Iowa and New Hampshire has really boosted his campaign. Some people had thought that Edwards might be strong, given the fact that North Carolina is maybe a little more similar to Missouri demographically.
What about that? Of course, they were voting today in Missouri as South Carolina was voting. With John Edwards' strong showing in South Carolina, and fairly strong showing in Oklahoma, though we don't know how that will end up. I mean, it's after the vote now. The horse is out of the barn. But could John Edwards still romance Missouri voters going forward?
You mean as a vice presidential candidate?
Well, as a vice presidential candidate, surely.
I would think so. His wife was actually in Columbia not too long ago, and Edwards himself has visited the state a couple times. I would think that Missouri voters would be receptive to him. Obviously, they've been very receptive, though, to Kerry. So it'll be interesting going forward into the general election to see how Kerry would match up against Bush, if in fact he's the nominee, Kerry, that is. The last Democratic senator here in Missouri was Gene Carnahan, who was a very strong supporter of the Iraq war resolution and supported President Bush in 2001 on the tax cuts. So it would be interesting to see how Kerry would play in a general election as opposed to a Democratic primary.
But a big win, it's looking like right now, for John Kerry in Missouri tonight. Josh Florey at the Columbia Daily Tribune, thanks so much for joining us.
Good to talk to you.
Josh Florey in Columbia, Missouri. We are joined right now by Gene Shaheen, National Campaign Chair for John Kerry and former governor of New Hampshire. Good evening and welcome, Gene Shaheen.
Good evening. It's good to be with you.
What are you seeing in the numbers tonight, Gene? How are you interpreting the results?
Well, we're very pleased. The fact is we're running a national campaign. John Kerry was in all of the seven states that are voting today, and despite the fact that he was outspent almost 5-1 in South Carolina by the Edwards campaign, he came and ran a strong second. He was outspent 4-1 by the Clark campaign on TV ads in Oklahoma. He's running competitively. There's a three-way tie, despite the fact that he was outspent by Edwards 3-1 and Clark nearly 5-1 on television. So
with all that momentum and the national appeal really working for John Kerry in your view?
We are very pleased. We think that he is speaking to what's on the minds of not only Democratic voters but all voters around the country. They're concerned about whether they're going to have health care when they need it at a price they can afford. They're concerned about whether their jobs are going to be there. They're concerned about whether Their taxes are going up. They're concerned about the war in Iraq and the fact that this president doesn't have a plan to get us out of there.
Governor Sheen, let me ask you, you're national campaign chair for John Kerry. There have been some comments from Senator Kerry indicating that perhaps the Democratic candidate in the general election does not need the South to win. What do you make of that?
I think we plan to run throughout the country just as he has in this primary. If he should be the Democratic nominee, he is going to run right across the country because we believe that voters everywhere are concerned about the direction that George Bush has taken this country.
And coming out of tonight, it looks as though it may be Kerry and Edwards fighting for it. What about that competition? John Edwards has thrown a barb or two at Senator Kerry in the last couple of days on trade in particular. Do you see a tough contest between these two?
Well, certainly we intend to fight for every vote. We intend to continue to run a national campaign. We're the only candidate who's doing that, and we intend to do everything we can to eventually lock up this nomination. And I think what is attracting voters across the country to John Kerry is their recognition that he is the candidate in this race who can best go toe-to-toe with George Bush in the fall and who is best able to take back the White House. And that's what Democrats and independents and a lot of Republicans across this country are looking for.
Gene Shaheen, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
Gene Shaheen, former governor of New Hampshire and national campaign chair for John Kerry. Joan Vinaki, there's that phrase. He's the only one running a national campaign. What's the code in this phrase, Joan?
Well, I was listening to the phrase, lock up the nomination.
Yeah, that's another striking one, isn't it?
I thought that was an interesting phrase. And it seems to me that, you know, John Kerry wants to engage his Democratic opponents as little as possible. If you just think about the last couple of days, he's already running against George W. Bush. He is running a national campaign, and he is already running as the presumptive nominee. He's challenging Bush on his military record. He's challenging Bush directly on foreign policy, national security, issues like that. And what he wants is the rest of the field to slowly fade away, as Joe Lieberman will probably do tonight, and so that he can get to the business of locking up the nomination and running against George Bush.
But, Jack, with these results tonight, John Edwards not faded away yet. He's surely going to take heart from this. So what about this locking up of the campaign? Anywhere in sight? Or, I mean, things are going to come fast and furious now. We've got more votes on Saturday, more votes next week, Super Tuesday not so very far away. But how long until we begin to see something that you might be able to describe as a lockup, or is that in the cards?
Well, I think if Edwards does well in Oklahoma, and then on the 19th, and forgive me if I'm not right on the date, it does well in Tennessee and Virginia, which he should do. That sets up, as I said, the Wisconsin primary as the big showdown between them on turf neither man can claim. Wisconsin has played that role in the past in 1960 with Hubert Humphrey and John F. Kennedy. So it may again play a very historic role in this election. That could settle it.
We've got a caller from Wisconsin right now. Gloria is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Gloria. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Great. Thanks.
Well, I will be voting for John Edwards.
You will? And why?
For a couple different reasons. One, I think he's got a magnificent life story in the sense that he really shows that the American dream is still alive. He, I think, understands the middle class because he's from the middle class. I also think that Kerry versus Bush is basically silver spoon versus silver spoon. I don't think Kerry is running a national campaign when he says that he doesn't need the South. I think that very much like Gore, he tends to be dismissive, and I don't think regular people can connect with him.
And Gloria, what about the criticism that comes John Edwards' way that is, John Edwards, you've been a senator for one term. What makes you ready to run the country?
Well, I think you could say the same thing for Bush.
You've been a governor of Texas.
He was the governor of Texas. He was a neophyte, and he came in and won.
And how do you think Edwards would stand up to the Republican inevitable kind of, you know, pummeling on this experience front? Do you think he can throw it right back at them?
I think he could. I think that, again, against Bush in a debate, I think that Edwards would be able to connect with real people. And Bush, I think when it was Gore versus Bush, I think that Gore came across as dismissive. He was laughing during the debates and obviously looking down his nose at Bush. But I think a lot of people connected with Bush because he didn't know the president of these distant countries, and most people here also don't know the president of these distant countries. And I think that Edwards will be able to connect with people, not because he's stupid, but because he's articulate without being snobbish.
Gloria, we've got it. We hear what's connecting for John Edwards, and thanks very much for your call from Madison, Wisconsin, which may be an important battleground here. Joan Vinaki, how about this issue of John Kerry's just visceral appeal right across the country? It was not so many weeks ago that he was in the cellar in this race, and he was written off as a guy who didn't have that common touch. The way he came back in Iowa seemed to show a new leaf on this candidate, and he's certainly been riding that. When he gets into the full national spotlight, when it's indisputably a national campaign, how's this fruit going to hold up? How's this tomato going to feel when it's squeezed?
In other words, will we start using Aloof in the lead?
Yes.
Well, I think what this woman from Wisconsin said is, you know, really interesting and raises a point that, you know, people that have covered John Kerry for a long time have written and talked about, the connectability, his ability to connect with people. He will say now that he proved that he can in Iowa and New Hampshire. He's got to transfer that to the national campaign that he says that he's running. The other thing I wanted to go back to was that speech that Dean gave from Washington that we gave short shrift to. He talked about real change versus shifting power to someone else in Washington.
More insiders.
And that is part of the John Edwards theme that I heard him speak to in New Hampshire. The fact that he is a one-term senator means that he's less connected to the insiders. It's someone who's been in the Senate for as long as John Kerry has been.
So turning that to his advantage, in fact.
Right. So I think that is a counterargument that he can use as this thing goes forward.
John Simpkins, there you are again in the state celebrating John Edwards' victory tonight. When you look across the South, at least as far as Texas, from your vantage there at Furman University, what do you anticipate in the weeks ahead?
I anticipate John Edwards running very hard in all the southern states and playing up his southern roots. It was a part of his strategy in South Carolina. It obviously worked very well. It appealed to the vanity of South Carolinians, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect him to do the same thing throughout the South and to continue to hammer the point that the South is a vital part of the general election strategy and that the Democrats really can't discount the South come November.
Bill Clinton had a tremendous warm and close relationship with the African-American community. Does John Edwards have any history of that? Does he have the potential for that?
He has the potential for it. His story, as the caller from Wisconsin mentioned earlier, is very compelling, and it's one that African-American voters could identify with. They know people who worked in the mills. Some of them worked in the mills, and there's a close social and physical proximity among white mill workers in the South Carolina upstate and African-Americans.
John Simpkins, it's been great having you with us tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
John Simpkins, Associate Director of the Richard Riley Institute of Government Politics and Public Leadership at Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina. We have now a report from the Associated Press that Joe Lieberman is dropping out of the race. It's been a tough sled all the way along for Senator Lieberman, and not the least of which a tough moment when Al Gore stepped in to endorse Howard Dean without informing his former running mate before he did that, which must have everybody, including Al Gore, scratching their heads tonight as Howard Dean sinks somewhere not quite out of sight. Oklahoma, at this hour, 23% of precincts reporting, absolutely a dead heat. Edwards, 30%. Clark, 30%. Kerry at 25%. South Carolina has gone to John Kerry. Missouri has gone to John Kerry. Delaware has gone to John Kerry. South Carolina, I'm sorry, John Edwards. All these Johns are going to drive us crazy here. We're looking at the primary results and caucus results right across the country tonight. You can join us at 1-800-423-8255. This is live special coverage of the 2004 presidential primaries. I'm Tom Ashbrook.